T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The USNS Comfort arrived in New York City this morning and will start treating non-coronavirus patients within a day. Mayor de Blasio was there to greet it. He says the Comfort embodies its name.
This ship arriving is not just an example of help arriving in a physical form. It's not just about the beds and the doctors and the equipment. It's also about hope. It's also about boosting the morale of New Yorkers who are going through so much. It's about saying to our heroes in those hospitals that help has come, that relief is on the way. I can't tell you how much this means. It is so much more than even we realize at this moment, that our nation has heard our plea for help here in New York City. And there could not be a better example of all of America pulling for New York City than the arrival of the USNS Comfort. It's a major, major moment in this long battle that we will be fighting against the coronavirus.
And this is not the first time that the hospital ship USNS Comfort has been deployed to help New York. In 2001, the Comfort was docked in Manhattan to assist in the aftermath of 9/11. And it's such a massive ship that if it were set on end, the Comfort would be the 13th tallest building in New York City. An emergency field hospital is being set up in Central Park, just across from Mount Sinai Hospital, to handle critically ill patients. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond has the story from Manhattan's Upper East Side.
Their doctors and nurses have been to earthquake, hurricane, and war zones.
And here we are in Central Park. Would have never imagined this setup.
Nurse practitioner Kristen Dirks of Dallas is one of 70 doctors and nurses staffing 14 tents here in the park's East Meadow for the Christian Relief Organization Samaritan's Purse.
We will have capacity for up to 68 beds. 8 to 10 of which can be used as ICU beds, intensive care unit beds, with ventilator capacity.
And ample personal protective gear for staff. Dirk says they will stay for as long as needed.
I wish it was under different circumstances, but we're really happy to be here and to help in any way we can.
On the Upper East Side, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
The coronavirus is still outpacing available resources for healthcare workers to treat it. Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, says they're trying to predict how fast cities can expect to see an increase in cases by watching the rest of the world.
We can see in Italy that as you flatten the curve, the duration at the top of the peak lengthens also. And so we can really project as best we can about what's happening in New York to the rest of the country. Certainly, we're hoping that there aren't more New York cities and New York metro areas around the country.
Birx says communities need to prepare for a New York City-sized coronavirus outbreak just in case. Over 143,000 COVID-19 cases are being reported across the U.S. A partnership between clinicians and a Formula One car maker will soon bring life-saving breathing masks to hundreds of hospitals in the UK. More from CBS News correspondent Vicky Barker in London.
By pushing oxygen into the lungs, the breathing mask can help keep patients out of intensive care, freeing those units up for the most seriously ill.
It may actually save many lives.
Professor Mervyn Singer helped adapt a pre-existing design in days instead of the year it would normally take. Formula One Mercedes now has those plans and says it can start making 1,000 masks a day by next week. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
On a related note, Johnson & Johnson says human testing of its coronavirus vaccine will begin by September, and a vaccine could be possible by early next year. Abbott Labs says it also has a test that can provide COVID-19 results in 5 minutes. Well, restrictions will continue in hard-hit Italy. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
With the approaching deadline of April 3rd to lift a national lockdown, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has prepared Italians for an inevitable extension, with more than 10,000 deaths and nearly 100,000 coronavirus infections across the country. The Prime Minister said the lockdown would only be lifted gradually. Italians are hoping to learn this week how much longer the lockdown will be, but expect it will continue at least until after Easter. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
A coronavirus closure may have played a part in the theft of a Van Gogh painting. A masterpiece called Spring Garden has been stolen from a museum near Amsterdam that had closed. Police say thieves raided the building early this morning. The painting was on loan from another museum. Well, Spain now has more coronavirus cases than China, joining the U.S. and Italy in that milestone. However, officials there say the increase in new cases has dropped in the past 5 days. Here, a police water cannon disinfects streets in Madrid. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced late Saturday that all non-essential workers must stay home starting April 9th as part of a nationwide lockdown that hopes to stem the spread of the coronavirus. Let's get a check of our forecast now from meteorologist Bob Larson.
Mostly cloudy this afternoon, a couple of showers in the area. Can't rely on a stray thunderstorm. High 54, mostly cloudy tonight. Still a couple of showers scattered about, low 42. Chilly tomorrow and rather cloudy, high just 48 degrees. A little milder Wednesday and Thursday with clouds and occasional sun each day. High Wednesday 54, high Thursday 56. Rather cloudy Friday, high 58. Saturday, later mostly clouds and sunshine. With a high of 56.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.